主耶稣基督的提醒做题目跟大家来分享。
I'd like to use the topic, the reminder of Lord Jesus, as a topic for mutual encouragement.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他对他的门徒讲了很多道理。
While he was preaching to his disciples, Jesus taught them many much word.
那些道理是跟那个得救有很绝对关系的。
And some of these truths concern salvation.
那有些主耶稣的提醒是跟他们的生活有关的。
And some of the reminders were with regard to the way they live their lives.
就是说，他们怎么样，他们做什么事，他们听什么东西。
He taught them what to do, what to listen to.
那这些主耶稣的提醒，如果我们会把它注意呢，那我们如果接受主的提醒，那我们的生活一定跟以前不一样。
If we were able to listen and accept the teachings, the reminders of Lord Jesus, our lives would be transformed.
就好像我们有一个弟兄，他本来今年年初的时候要到以色列跟埃及去旅行。
There's a brother who had planned a trip to Israel at the beginning of this year.
那我们知道年初的时候刚好北非跟阿拉伯世界在革命。
We know that in the beginning of this year, North Africa and the Arabic countries were having a revolutionary movement.
那个时候，他想说先要到那个地方去旅行，就看一看那个政府的提醒，看看怎么样，要不要去，好不好去。
And because he was planning this trip, he checked the government websites for alerts and to see whether he should go or not.
结果发现国务院发了一个通警告说不要去。
And he found out that the government has sent a reminder, reminding people not to visit.
那刚好感谢神，他就真的把那个政府的提醒把他拿下来，他就没去了。
Thank God he heeded the reminders of the government and he canceled his trip.
他如果去了，他就要碰到埃及在示威游行的时候。
If he had gone to Egypt at that time, he would have encountered the protests going on at that time.
那所以，就是他发现说，哎，这个政府或者是一些单位，他们对一个百姓提出警告呢，是有他的原因的。
And so we know that there are often good reasons for government to send warnings to the people.
那所以呢，主耶稣他如果一样，他对我们提出提醒，如果我们注意一下呢，我们会发现说，真的是我们会得益处的。
Likewise, if we heed the reminders of Lord Jesus, we will also be benefited.
主耶稣要我们注意哪些事呢？
What did Jesus want to remind us of?
圣经里面有很多了哈。
There are many examples.
今天早上可能提几点跟大家来分享。
And I'd like to bring up a few examples.
我们来看第一个，马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
马太福音六章一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
这里主耶稣说：“你们要小心哦，不要将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。”这是主耶稣说要小心，不要把善事故意行在人的面前呢。
Lord Jesus says, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men."
那就是主耶稣特别说要小心，就是因为这件事常常会不小心嘛。
The reason why he said to take heed is that because most people do not take heed.
也就是说，常常众人总是喜欢说把那个善事做在人的面前呢，那大家就会发现，哇，这个人是很好的。
Most people like to do charitable deeds in front of men so that they can be complimented.
但是主耶稣接着说，如果是这样，如果是不小心哦，把那个善事做在人面前，他说就得不到天父的赏赐。
But Lord Jesus said, If you are seen with your charitable deeds, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
那做善事当然就是有时候有些人很不同的动机的。
Of course, when people perform charitable deeds, there are multiple motivations.
绝大部分的人其实他们要帮助人的时候都是很诚心、很实意的，就是很诚恳的帮助人的。
When most people help others, they help others out of their pure heart.
当然，有些人他动机可能不一样。
But there are those who have a different motivation.
主耶稣讲说这个善事呢，他接下去在第二节跟第三节呢，就讲这个施舍的事情。
And Lord Jesus continued to say something about performing charitable deeds in verses 2 and 3.
那这个就是要周济穷人的事。
It's referring to how to help the poor.
那主的教导是说我们要行在暗中哦，不要张扬。那个天父在天上哦，他就看到，然后他就报答。我们这样的一个爱人的心。
continued to teach that if your charitable deeds may be are done in secret, your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
那所以呢，主耶稣这里特别告诉我们说，这是一个动机的问题。我们如果动机很好，但是有时候我们不小心了，也是会得不到赏赐。
Lord Jesus teaches us how to have the right motive to help others. But at the same time, if we're not careful, we even though we have good motivation, we may still not receive reward.
很多人，其实有一些人是真的是故意不小心的。
And there are those who purposefully are not careful in hiding their good deeds.
啊，其实最主要的目的就是为了在人面前得到个好名声嘛。
Because they want a good name for themselves in front of others.
就让人觉得说，哎，某某人他是怎么样一个。
So that others would feel that he's such a good person.
你看，在主耶稣的道理里面呢，很多事情神都特别强调说，那个天上的父在暗中查看，他会报答。And
in many matters, the Bible reminds us that the God in heaven sees in secret, and He will reward those people secret. They will reward those who do things in secret openly.
那神的报答基本上都是天上，都是属灵的，都是将来的。
And God's reward in general are heavenly, that will occur in the future.
因为那个也才是存到永远，还是真的有价值的。
Because this type of rewards are truly eternal and everlasting.
那可是今天社会很多有一些团体，他们故意在做的善事，都是要在人面前。
But there are many organizations in this society that perform good deeds in front of men.
有一些团体呢，他们。 如果要做善事的时候呢，就会特别通知记者、电视台，跟着去拍，然后把这样一个所谓的善行呢，把它传播到全世界去。There
are even organizations that before they perform good deeds, they will contact the news stations so that the good deeds could be recorded and broadcasted to the rest of the world.
然后众人就会觉得说，哇，你看某某一个团体，他们这么爱心，他们这么样乐意帮助别人。
So that all the people in the world may think that they are such a good organization, they're so helpful to people.
那有时候，一般的人他们就会拿这个来比较，说那你看信耶稣人，他们比没有信耶稣人更好啊，更有爱心，不是吗？
And so some people would then see these people and compare them to Christians and think that Christians should not perform as many good deeds.
那其实有很多教会的。 真的跟随主耶稣的人，他们在做善事的时候是默默做的。
But those true worshippers who do good deeds often do them in secret.
那真正的善行也是这样子，就是按照主耶稣所说的才是真的善。
And the true good deeds are those that are in, according to Jesus' teaching, and these are true good deeds.
今天一个如果会想要得到人的荣耀，就是说在这个善行在人面前能够做得到，然后。 在人面前有一个形象，一个好的名声呢，基本上这样的人是没有办法真的到神面前来的。If
we perform good deeds in order for us to have a good image in front of others, then we can say that this type of people cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为他所看重的是人的荣耀。Because
what they consider important is glory from men.
当一个人会注重人荣耀的时候，主耶稣说他就没有办法信耶稣。If
a person only pays attention to glory, to be glorified by men. Lord Jesus said that this type of person cannot believe in Jesus.
我们来看一下《约翰福音》第五章。Let's
turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章，第五章啊。John
chapter 5.
约翰福音五章，我们先看41节。Verse
41.
五章41节，这里，我们从39节开始啊。
Let's start reading from verse 39.
五章39节说：“你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这经。”第40节。Verse
40.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。41节。41. 他说：“我不受从人来的荣耀。”我们现在跳过去看44节。44. 他说：“你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎么能信我呢？” 这几节经节我们如果把它一起看的话，现在说圣经里面告诉我们的是那个道理，是让我们得永生。When
we read these verses together, we find that the teachings of the Bible is so that we can be saved.
到耶稣面前来的是要得生命。When
we come in front of Jesus, we come to receive life.
那这个生命是属灵的，是在天上永存的。
And this life is spiritual and it is in heaven and is everlasting.
那这也是主耶稣基督他的重点，他的生活的模范。他说我不受从人来荣耀，他不在意人跟他说什么。
This is also the example of the Lord Jesus Christ in that he did not care what others say of him.
但是主耶稣很在意从神来的荣耀。
But he really cared about the glory that comes from God.
所以他在约翰福音十七章他要分跟门徒分离的时候，他说父啊，你教导的事情我都已经完成了，现在让我跟你同享荣耀，从创世以来的那个荣耀。
And so in John 17, he said that, Father, what you have given me to do, I have already completed. Please let me enjoy the glory that comes from you, together with you.
主耶稣他的重点就是人要求的是从神来的荣耀，不是从人的荣耀。
And so what Jesus wanted to remind the people was that we need to seek the glory from God and not the glory from men.
那他如果人会互相受荣耀，但是不会考虑是从神来的荣耀，他说没有办法信耶稣。
If people only consider or pay attention to glory from each other, then they are not able to believe in God.
今天有一些人其实真的很在意的是人间的名声。
There are some people who care about their reputation in this society.
今天社会很多时候，他们用这个所谓的善行，让一个人的一些不好的行为被 justify， 就是被合理化了，然后好像被就是这个人是不错的艺人。
And some people even use their good deeds to justify their wrongdoings, so that others would consider them righteous.
所以人会想要塑造一个形象、一个名声，那这样子呢，他其他的不义的行为呢，别人就不会去注意他了。
And these people would try and build up a good image for themselves so that people will not pay attention to their wrongdoings.
那比如说有一些人，他们用不义的手段得到很多财富啊。
For example, there are those who use illegal measures to gain wealth.
然后他把这些财富呢，把它回馈给社会，做一些公益的事情。
And then he uses this wealth to give back to the society to perform charitable deeds.
那这样他不义的这些罪呢，就被遮掩了，别人就不会看到这一些这背后很污秽的这个动机。
And with this, they are able to cover up their bad deeds so that others will not know of their bad deeds.
然后得到一个好名声。
And in this way, they gain a good reputation.
所以他这个善行坐在人面前，就是为了这个目的的。
And the reason why they perform good deeds in front of people is that they want to do this or cover up.
那这个就不是主耶稣的道理了。
And so this is not in accordance to the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣要我们说，我们要小心我们的善行呢，要坐在暗中。
That's why the Lord Jesus said that we need to take heed and we need to perform our charitable deeds in secret.
所以当我们看到社会的一些现象的时候，我们要去想到主耶稣给我们教导的重点。
So when we see these
types of
phenomenon in the society, we need to be reminded of Jesus' teaching so that we will not be deceived.
我们会想要帮助人是因为基于了解说我们所拥有的一切都是神给我们的，从神来的赏赐。
When we feel compelled to help others, we need to be motivated by the love of Lord Jesus.
那所以其实真正的善行，圣经里面主耶稣说，真正的善是只有神才是唯一的善呢。
The Bible says that who is good, the only one that is good is God.
圣经里面一直强调说，没有一个善的人，没有一个义人，连一个也没有，找不到一个。
There is no one righteous in this world.
只有神才是真的善。
Only God is truly righteous.
那所以呢？其实我们真的要把那个善行坐在人面前，不是用这个所谓的物质的好处，而是去传福音给别人。
And so, if we want to do good to others, we should not rely on giving simply material things, but to give them the gospel.
那我们去传福音给别人，也不是说为了要得到一个成绩啊，就好像业务员要得到一个业绩一样。
And when we preach the gospel to others, we also should not consider that we are trying to gain something for ourselves.
有人就说了，你看今天有些弟兄姐妹很热心在关心，在做圣工，在传福音，为什么？
Some people may say that there are those in church who are very fervent in preaching the gospel, and what's the motivation behind them?
不是为了得到天国的赏赐吗？
Aren't they simply trying to get more rewards for themselves in heaven?
啊，你得到天国的赏赐，那这个 动机好像 不是很高尚了。
And it seems that it's a very bad motive to try and do this for your own benefit.
因为有个弟兄就说了，那我现在拼命在地上工作赚钱，我是为得到地上好处啊。
And there's a brother who says that the reason why I work so hard in this world is that I want to receive earthly reward.
他自己也知道说他贪爱世界的。
He also knows that he loves the world.
那可是他说，那你们很努力做圣工的是贪爱天上的赏赐。
And so he said, those who preach the gospel, who are fervent for the work of God, they are coveting the heavenly reward.
所以有些人他们会认为说，你今天有很多人做圣工啊，他有特殊的目的，就是为了得到那个天国奖赏，所以这个就是动机不纯。
So some people may even accuse those who are fervent in doing holy work as coveting heavenly rewards, and they also, and that they have evil motives.
这个就是似是而非的道理。
So this is a controversial matter.
其实不是这样子。
But we know it is not true.
我们今天做圣工是因为基于对神的感谢。
The reason why we do holy work is that we are motivated by the love of God.
我们去帮助人是因为我们感受神给我们的赏赐，我们可以有能力。为了要实现主耶稣基督他对我们的爱的回报，我们去做这件事情。
The reason why we help others is that we have received love from God and we're motivated by God's love.
所以真正的是因为生命改变了，而不是说，好像说，人家告诉我这样做，我不去这样做不行。
And the reason why we preach, or spread the gospel is that our lives have been changed, and we do not do this simply because other people tell us to do it.
那我们生命改变之后，很自然的回报神的。这些爱呢，即使我们在这个善事上在积成美好的根基。
And once we have been transformed and we're motivated by His love, then we can build a good foundation to our good deeds.
所以，其实我们今天如果像在这个善事上，我们很谨慎呢，我们真的是按主耶稣的原则来做呢，我们不但是会回报主的爱，我们其实也为将来做预备。
So if we're able to be careful in performing charitable deeds, we can repay God's love, and we can also prepare our future journey.
我们看提摩太后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太后书第六章。
2 Timothy chapter 6.
我们看第十七节。
Verse 17.
提摩太后书六章十七节。
2 Timothy chapter
六章十七节。提摩太前书了，对不起，
okay.
前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
六章十七节啊。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。十八节。
18.
又要嘱咐他们行善，好在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
19.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，教他们持定那真正的生命。那这一段圣经就是，其实圣经里面告诉我们有关于我们行善的事情。
So this passage is related to how we should perform good deeds.
我们今天神赏赐我们有足够用的财物呢，那我们记得去行善帮助人，在好事上可以富足。
Today God has given us enough money so that we can help those who are in need.
甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
So we're willing and happily willing to share with them.
我们真的能够为我们将来做准备，说能够得到那真正的生命了。
In this way, we can store up for ourselves a good foundation.
但是最是要像主耶稣说的，要小心。
But we need to do this with careful attention, as what Jesus reminded us.
不要把它故意行在人面前。
We should not perform good deeds in front of men.
那所以，那如果这样的话，那其实我们每一个人都会去关心别人呢。
If this is the case, we would be very natural. It is very natural for us to care for other people.
我们就默默的做。
It's very easy for us to do good deeds. We simply do it in secret.
那这样子，那天父的赏赐暗中报答我们的时候，我们就得到说，我们的生命真的会越来越丰盛，因为我们把这个道理行出来了。
When we do the good deeds, we'll find that our life is more full because we're able to carry out the word of God.
那有关于行善的事情，圣经里面有很多其他的教导，在箴言里面也有很多。
And there are many additional teachings.With regards to performing good deeds, especially in the book of Proverbs.
好，那我们来看第二个主耶稣的提醒，看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8 for the second reminder of Lord Jesus.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第八章，我们请看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18. Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
路加福音八章十八节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。读一下这一节。
Therefore take heed how you hear, for whoever has to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him.
那这个十八节这里主耶稣讲一个所以哈，就是要你要他说应当小心怎样听，是因为主耶稣讲了那个撒种比喻之后，他这样讲的。
The reason why there's a word therefore in the beginning of the verse is that Jesus had just said to them the parable of the sower.
那路加福音他特别把这个撒种的比喻讲完以后呢，他接下来讲说哈，第十六节说，他说没有人点灯是用器皿把它盖上，或者是放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人都看见这个亮光。
And then he went on to say the parable of the revealed light. He said, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light.
所以说他讲了这个，把这个灯放在灯台上，不要把它盖住。他讲完之后，特别跟门徒说，你要小心怎样听。
And this is after he said, they should not cover the lamp with a lampshade, that the people need to take heed of what they hear.
老师说这个比喻不是很容易了解的。
It means that this parable is difficult to comprehend.
如果不小心的话，你就会忽略了，你就不会注意说，哎，主耶稣讲过这个比喻啊。
It means that if you are not careful to listen, to the parable, you would miss the meaning of the parable.
那可是如果小心听了，他接下来说哈，凡有的还要加给他啊，那更多嘛哈。如果没有的，他说连自己以为有的也要把他夺走了。
But if you're able to take heed, if you have more, more will be given to you. If you have less, more will be taken from him.
那这里主耶稣到底在讲什么？
So what is Jesus saying here?
当然，他说没有人点灯，这个灯在圣经上有很多的意思嘛。
It says that no one,
就是点灯哈，这个灯。
This lamp has multiple meanings.
在圣经里面，那个主耶稣亲自说，那个施洗约翰是点着的明灯。
The Bible says that John the Baptist has lit the lamp.
然后主耶稣在马太福音圣经说，他的眼睛是身上的灯啊。
And Matthew, Lord Jesus also says that the eye is the lamp of the body.
那主耶稣基督也是灯。
And Lord Jesus is also a lamp.
我们来看一下这一段呢，我们比较不常注意的哈，启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21,
第二十三节
verse 23.
启示录二十一章的二十三节
Revelation chapter 21, verse 23.
那城内又不用日夜光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。读一下这节。
The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it.
所以这里讲到说，羔羊是这个神的城里面的灯，耶稣基督啊。
And the lamb is this light in the city of God.
那所以现在主耶稣他在路加福音八章，他告诉门徒说哈，没有人把那个灯点了以后放在那个床底下，把它盖住了。
In Luke chapter 8, it says that there is no one who would light a lamp and then cover it with a vessel.
这个灯都是灯放在灯台上。
They would put the lamp on a lampstand.
让那个隐藏的事情被显露出来。
So that everything will be revealed.
让那隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的，那就都是那个灯的功用了。
So that there is no hidden thing that will not be known.
那所以，如果我们现在从这个灯本身在讲主耶稣基督。在讲耶稣基督的道理的时候，我们来这样来看看。
So if we consider this passage in the context of Lord Jesus as the lamp and the Word of God,
那主耶稣他前面他讲那个撒种的比喻啊，耶稣基督的道理像一个种子。
And the fact that the parable of the sower had just been explained,
那表示说，那神的话语呢，会显露人心里面真正的意念。
It means that the Word of God will reveal the thoughts of the heart.
天国的福音。像一个点着的明灯一样。
And the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is like a light that has been lit.
那这个天国的福音呢，不可以把它隐藏起来。
And this gospel should not be hidden.
要放在灯台上，让这个屋子里面的人都看得见， 然后那个黑暗就被赶走，然后变成光明。
It needs to be set on a lampstand so that it can light up the whole room, so that darkness will disappear because of this light.
那所以现在说，哎，我们现在要小心怎样听呢？
And so then he goes on to say that we need to take heed in how we hear.
如果从这里，我们现在把这个道理把它连在一起看呢？
And so if we take all the passages before in context,
主耶稣基督就是那个灯。
Lord Jesus Christ is the lamp.
主耶稣的道理是要显露人心里面真正的意念。
And the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is to reveal the thoughts of men.
就是隐瞒的事情，这人家不知道了。比如说，今天人心里在想什么，其实别人不知道，看不出来啊。
And it is to reveal the inner thoughts of the people that others cannot see.
那可是我们今天来聚会听道理的时候，有时候这个道理。就让我们自己心里意念去审查了，我们就看到哦，原来我的这个动机不对。
But just as we come here to observe and worship today, when we're hearing the word of God, we are able to examine ourselves and dig up our inner thoughts.
这就是灯的功用。
And this is the purpose of the light.
是道理的力量。
And this is also the power of the gospel.
那现在这个灯点着了，不要把它盖起来，一定要把它放在灯台上，让众人都看见。
And it says here that once the lamp has been lit, it needs to be set on a lampstand so that everyone can see it.
那表示说，我们小心怎样听，我们听了之后要去做，要去传。
It means that once we have heard the gospel, we need to do accordingly and to spread the gospel.
如果我们听了之后去传给别人，把那个道理，这个神天国的福音哦，像放在灯台上，让很多人都被照亮了以后啊。
So it's the same as having the lamp being set on a lampstand to light up the whole room. In the same way, we should take the word of God and preach to people around us.
那按照主耶稣所说的，他说凡有的还要加给他，让他更多更了解。
And according to the words of the Lord Jesus, he says that whoever has more, more will be given to him.
那如果没有的呢？他说没有这样去做，没有这样去听了之后没有这样去做，然后连自以为有的也把他夺走。
And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. It means that those who do not do the according to the gospel that he receives, he will eventually lose it.
那所以呢？你看，今天我们听了道理以后，我们要去传扬主耶稣基督这个美好的信息。
So once we have heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to spread this wonderful news.
我们越传呢，我们会对道理越明白。
The more we preach the gospel, the more we will understand the word of God.
我们灵恩部大概刚刚结束了哈。
We have just finished our evangelical service.
我们通常觉得说，那就是接下来就是先休息一段时间再说喽。
We often think that this is a rest period where we can take.
我们下一次灵恩会还明年呢。
And the next spiritual convocation will happen next year.
很自然的，我们都会觉得说，哎，那应该可以休息一段时间。
It's very natural for us to want to take a break.
那其实，如果我们会。把主耶稣这个提醒把它听进去，我要小心怎样听。
If we're able to truly take in the reminders of Lord Jesus Christ,
那我们就开始去传，去把这个道理让众人更多人来明白，以后我们会更明白我们所传的这个信息。
We will begin to preach the gospel to others, and as we do that, we will know the word of God even more.
但是如果没有去传呢？会有什么现象呢？
But if we do not preach the gospel, what would happen to us?
主耶稣说哦，连他自以为有的都要被夺走。
Lord Jesus said that even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
所以有时候我们信主久了，如果我们没有去做宣道的工作，我们会越信会越迷糊。
Sometimes after we have believed for a long time, and we may stop to preach the gospel, and in that way, the longer we have believed, the more confused we become.
为什么会迷糊呢？
Why would we become confused?
因为我们所看到就是看到我们内部自己啊，某个人不好，哪一个人又怎样了？就是看到对方的缺点。
Because then we would turn our attention to inside the church, and we will begin to see the shortcomings of our brothers and sisters.
让我们自己的心就觉得说这个道理不是很懂吗？怎么会变这样？怎么这个也不好，那个也不好？
And in our heart, we would wonder why is it that with such a good gospel that the people would be like this.
但是如果我们去传，我们去宣扬主耶稣这个得救的福音，我们看到很多神的见证，很多那个神能力的作为。
But if we preach the gospel, we will personally observed many testimonies of Lord Jesus Christ, and then we will be edified.
那我们自己对我们这个得救道理越清楚。
And the more we will be convicted of the truth of salvation.
所以如果不去传的，他说连自以为有的最后被夺走，我们最后可能会觉得说，那这样子这个教会需要继续来吗？这个道理真的会带我进天国吗？我们都会产生疑问。
That is why, if we do not preach the gospel, we will begin to have doubts about the church, and we may even wonder, why is the church like this, and why do I believe in this gospel?
所以小心怎样听，听了之后要去做，要去传。
So we need to take heed, and after we have heard, we need to carry out the deed and to preach the gospel.
你看第八章二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 21.
八章二十一节，他说：“耶稣回答说，听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。”
He says that he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it."
因为在路加福音特别安排说，主耶稣讲了这些道理以后，耶稣的母亲跟弟兄就来找他。
And so after Jesus had said the previous parables, Jesus' mother and brothers came to find him.
那主耶稣他借这个机会特别跟他的门徒说。谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄
？And so Lord Jesus used this opportunity to teach this lesson or this truth to the disciples.
听了神的道理会去遵行的人。
He says that who hear the word of God and do it,
they're
my mother and my brothers.
所以凡有的还嫁给他，你看神嫁给他的不但是他那个道理会越明白，而且是他真的成为主耶稣基督的亲人呢，他是家里的人。
Jesus said that for whoever has to him more will be given. So we can see that if we do the teachings of God, we would become mother or family members of Lord Jesus.
我们就成为神真的圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，是圣洁的祭，是有君尊的祭司。
And so we'll become His holy nation, the people of God, His priestly nation.
我们得到这个神的救恩，就是要让我们去宣扬那召我们。出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And so,
神要我们就是要去宣扬他的美德。
God wants to glorify or spread His good deeds.
所以这是我们的一个责任啊，我们应该要这样去做，那我们就得到更多，就是要小心怎样听。
This is our personal responsibility, and if we do this, we will receive more.
因此，我们要郑重所听见的道理。
So we need to pay attention to the words that we hear.
啊，不要随流失去，不要被这个社会潮流影响了。
And we should not be easily influenced by the trends of this society.
看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
二章一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
二章一节说，所以我们应当越发郑重所听见的道理。恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
要郑重所听见的道理，到底是要怎么样郑重？什么叫郑重
？What does it mean to give the more earnest heed?
要用信心听到以后，要用信心去调和起来。
It means that once we have heard the word, we need to apply our faith to carry it out.
看第四章，希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
第二节
，Verse 2，
希伯来书四章二节
，Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2，
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
It says that for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
所以我们现在。郑重所听的道理，就是我们听到以后，用从神所赐的信心去把它做出来，因为我们有信，相信耶稣基督所讲的应许，那我们用信心去把这些道理行出来。
So how can we carry out the word? That is, we need to mix it with faith so that we can carry out the word of God.
那这样子，这个道理呢，就真的能够帮助我们成长。
And in this way, the word can help us grow.
那是主耶稣提醒我们要小心怎样听了哈。
And this is how Jesus reminds us to take heed to His word.
我们再来看一个，我们看路加福音第十一章。
Next, let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
主耶稣要我们自己审查。
Lord Jesus wants us to examine ourselves.
看第三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
路加福音十一章三十五节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 35.
所以你要审查，恐怕你里头的光或者黑暗了。三十六节。若是你全身光明，毫无黑暗，就必全然光明，如同灯的明光照亮你。
Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
这里主耶稣说要我们常常审查我们里头的光是不是暗。
Lord Jesus wants us to examine our inner light to see if that light is dark.
那如果暗了呢？那就在黑暗当中，那走路就不会走向光明。那个在黑暗中行事的人是没有希望的。
If there's darkness, then we're unable to walk towards the light, and those who live in darkness cannot, be of the light.
主耶稣说的是。他说眼睛是身上的灯啊，眼睛若嘹亮的话，你全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗哦。在第三十四节讲的。
In verse 34, it says that the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light.
那所以主耶稣这里要我们常常去反省自己。
And so Lord Jesus wants us to continually examine ourselves.
我的心眼是明亮的还是瞎眼的
？To see if the eye of our body is of light.
今天世界的很多人都被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Many people today are influenced by the trends of this world.
所以，既然眼睛瞎了，他看不到说神这个律法，神告诉我们这些命令是有多么奇妙，是有多么好，这么样好处的。
And their eyes have been blinded, and they're unable to see how good God's commandments and His plans are.
那如果我们有在审查呢，我们会自我反省的时候，如果我现在灯有点这样暗了以后呢，那我就现在就要开始准备，要让我怎么让我这个灯重新再亮起来。
But if we're able to examine ourselves, then we can examine where our lamp is dark, and if we find that it's dark, we'll try and light it up again.
这告诉我们主耶稣要我们常常自我反省，到底我现在信仰到底在一个什么样的程度里。
And so Lord Jesus wants us to examine our faith to see where our faith is.
以前神的选民，神曾经很感叹的说：“我的仆人哦，是眼瞎，没有人比我的仆人更眼瞎。”
God once said that no one is as blind as his people.
然后他说：“我的百姓是愚昧无知的。”
And his people were ignorant.
所以当时我们就看到说，很多以色列的选民啊，当时神的选民啊，他们的一些作为啊，我们现在看来，从往回去看他们，就发现说：“哎呀，他们怎么会这样子？”
When we look through the history of the people of Israel, we find that they were very bad.
但是其实哦，我们若不小心呢，会变成跟他们一样。
But if we're not careful, we would become the same as them.
那个时候，其实我们就是变成五十步笑百步了。
If then we would be like them and no better.
其实也是，这是为什么主耶稣提醒我们说，我们要常常审查自己。
That's why Jesus wants us to reflect upon ourselves.
那这个检查我心里的灯是明亮，这也是保罗他祷告的重点。
And this is also Paul's prayer in to examine the light.
我们要怎么样审查
？How can we examine ourselves?
就是我们要常在祷告当中下功夫。
We need to spend time or effort in prayer.
求神把他那个启示的灵然后赏赐给我们，让我们可以明白。
So that God would grant His Holy Spirit that will reveal to us what we need to do.
让我们真的有智慧，会去想说，我到底现在在走什么样的路？我到底生活重点在哪里
？So that we may have the wisdom to see where we are in our faith.
那这样子，我们才能够真的认识耶稣，我们心里的眼睛明亮，才真的明亮起来。
And only in this way can our eyes be truly bright.
让我们来看一下保罗的提醒，跟以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
这是保罗的祷告，我们应该很熟悉的。以弗所书第一章。
Familiar with. Ephesians chapter 1.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们， 使你们真知道他。第十八节。
Verse 18。
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节。
Verse 19。
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。二十节。
Verse 20。
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。这一段圣经呢，保罗他就祈求了，我们也像他一样的祈求，智慧跟赏赐的灵都能够在我们的身上 很充满。
So we should pray the same prayer as Paul, in that we should pray the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God.
照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们知道说我们现在所信的耶稣基督，他所给我们的那个盼望是多么美好。
So the eyes of our understanding can be enlightened, and that we may know what is the hope of God's calling.
我们是要成为主耶稣基督的荣耀的。
We want to be the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我们是他的产业，耶稣基督要在我们这个产，我们这个他的产业上得荣耀。
We are Lord Jesus' inheritance, and then we hope that he will be glorified because of us.
那所以保罗他后来在那个哥林多后书十三章里面，常常他提醒我们说，要审查我到底有没有信心呢？哈。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul reminds us of how to examine our faith.
我们看哥林多后书十三章的第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可拒绝的，就有基督耶稣在你们心里吗？要自己审查有没有信心。
We should examine ourselves as to whether we are in the faith or not.
如果我信心失落减少了以后，
If we find that our faith has weakened,
赶紧在祷告上下功夫。
We should all the more pray to God.
祈求这个赏赐智慧跟启示的灵，让我们明白说，哎，我是不是要从我生活上的哪一个部分开始调整起？
So that through the wisdom and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we can find out what we need to, what adjustments we need to make in our life.
我们一定找到一个方向，说我应该要做什么。
In this way, we can find the direction in which we should go.
我们发现说，有些重点可能是我们在生活当中忽略的。
And we'll find that perhaps there are certain things we have neglected in our lives.
神的道理其实是很完整的。
We know that the gospel of God is complete.
只是有时候我们在生活当中，因为有时候。因为生活总是都是一种 routine， 就是每天都一样 的运作嘛。
But as we live our daily lives and in a routine，
有时候我们就会忽略的某一部分。
We may happen to neglect certain parts of it。
所以我们最后提一个重点，让我们看看说我们应该在哪一方面自我反省啊。
And so we need to pay attention to the areas that we need to examine ourselves。
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1。
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
第一章我们看第五节
verse 5。
第一章五节说，正因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德性，有德性要加上知识，有知识要加上节制，有节制呢要加上忍耐。第六节说，有忍耐要加上前进。
verse 6。
第七节说
verse 7。
有前进要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。第八节
verse 8。
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于显然不结果子了。第九节
verse 9。
那人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎的，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。第十节
verse 10。
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。第十一节
verse 11。
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。你看这一段圣经呢，彼得他讲的非常非常的透彻。
Peter says, states very clearly。
这就是我们要在生活当中要常常去反省的重点。
These are the points that we need to consider as we examine ourselves。
他说如果没有这几样，就是眼瞎的呢。
He says that if we lack these things, we are blind.
但是如果有呢？如果有了这几项呢？
But if we have these things,
他说我们一定可以丰富的进入神的国度。
We can enter into the everlasting kingdom of God.
为什么？因为我们一定会结果子。
Because we will bear fruit.
天国是谁进去的？
Who can enter the kingdom of heaven?
不是喊主啊主啊人进去。
Not those who call and say Lord, Lord.
是那些会遵循天父旨意人进去的。
But those who take heed and observe the commandment of God.
天国也不是放进去的。
And we are not easily led into the kingdom of heaven.
天国他说是努力进入的。
It is entered by those who strive hard to enter it.
那努力，我们一开始的想法一定是努力，一定是殷勤的人，一定是勤劳的人，这不是那个懒惰的。
When we think of the word, those who strive are those who are very diligent, and so they cannot be someone who is lazy.
那我们要进入神的国度，一定要跟神的性情有份，因为神是我的主，我是他家里的人。
And if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must have part with the faith, have faith in God, and we must be a household of God.
所以我们会追求我要跟神的性情有份，跟神一样。
And we also would want to be imitators of God.
那如果我们真的能够这样子殷勤的努力 去审查自己去追求
And if we're able to examine ourselves and strive to have these qualities
我们一定在